What's up, Creamers? It's me, Hacho, and I'm here with my co-host, Sammy Daddy.
Hi. Well, you wouldn't even know a diamond if you held it in your hand. The things you think are precious, I can't understand.
And we're going to talk to Turkey, like Ted Turner, about some professional wrestling.
We're being asked to deal with the most complicated problems, and
we are going to recast horror icons with professional wrestlers. Yo, I had him busted wide open, exposing all his weak spots. All he had on me was a few frickin' John Cena what, the John Cena quote of the week. What's our match count for 2025? The year of our life. And as always, we will leave a little room for cream. All that on this episode of...
I came down the slide, landed right on my feet.
Whoa. Yeah. Welcome back, Creamers. Sammy Daddy.
Yeah.
Have you watched any wrestling?
I did watch a little bit of wrestling. I did watch a little bit. Not a lot.
Nice.
Monday
nice.
Night Raws. I'm going to go off on a little thing in a second.
Okay.
But to answer your question, I want to be rude.
No, I wouldn't want that
a little
either.
Bit of Monday Night Raws, and then I think I brought this up before on
rude
Peacock.
And unprofessional.
Yeah, I don't want to be that.
No, I wouldn't.
On Peacock, they do the things where it says rivalries start to finish.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll have, you know, this person, that person. And they had, I like looking through those, and they had John Cena Edge. And I'm like, oh, that's one
that's
I could,
cool.
I'd like to relive, especially since we're not going to see a John Cena Edge match on this retirement tour since we're pretty much done almost.
Right.
And I was going to watch all those to really boost my match count, and I watched Elimination Chamber 2006, and that was it.
But that was one, though. That's when he cashed in?
That's the first cash in, yeah, after the match.
I remember that very vividly, seeing it live, because Edge is the champion now. It was crazy.
I know for sure I didn't have the pay-per-view. But I went on WWE.com, and that's mm-hmm. how I would keep up on the pay-per-views we didn't buy. And it came up, and I'm like, Edge can't be the champion. He wasn't in the match. He fought Ric Flair earlier in the evening. This is impossible, because we didn't know how it worked back then.
Right. Like, Vince McMahon, screwed over John Cena.
Yeah, we didn't know it was literally anytime you wanted.
Right. And then
We thought it was like, I'm going to fight you at the next pay-per-view. No. So that was awesome. And I made it to, I probably shouldn't talk about that match so much. I did make it to a milestone. I'll say that. Finally. For the Brussels count. I was going
to
do a tangent, though. Fucking TikTok took our video down.
Right. I know. It's bullshit.
I told you that. So, no more. And I'm just... HBO, I got to tell them I'm traveling again. I tried
technology.
Again. So, I'm done with that. I'm just sick of it. I just want to watch some shit. And all TikTok is, that was the other thing I was going to bitch about. It's just AI videos.
That's lame.
And
man.
I'm sick of, I want to, if I pull up TikTok, it's because I'm trying to sit down for 5 minutes, hang out, just watch something. Now every video I watch, I have to watch and fucking dissect every aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just tired of it.
It's bullshit.
So you can find me on Instagram at isthatsammydaddy, and that's it. I'd love to talk to you on there. But they got a bunch of AI stuff too, so maybe I'll change my mind. But for now, you can find me there and the show. But enough about that. Did you watch any wrestling this week? Last week?
Well, first off, I think TikTok is a real asshole because, like we were just talking about before, we own the music because it was made by Non-Dairy. We own the footage.
The video.
There's nothing.
Yeah, it was our Wes Barkley interview, which is still, you can go back and listen or watch a wild episode.
Yeah, it was pretty.
So I don't know if they took
wildest episode.
I don't know if they took his intensity as violent.
That might be it, but geez Louise, man, people can't be
come
intense.
On. I mean, come on, he's absolutely intense.
Yeah,
absolutely, he's an absolutely intense wrestler. But yeah, so we're you'll be hearing from our lawyers.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. TikTok, we're taking you down.
I thought that, and that's a whole nother thing I don't even want to get into. I thought it was gone.
Right.
But it's back.
And it's back, and then they say no more WrestleCream videos.
Yeah.
It's bullshit, man.
And I mean, Wes did say he's the algorithm's least favorite wrestler.
Yeah, fuck, you're right. He did say that.
So now I get it, and I believe him, and anything he says
I thought he was a goddamn liar. Yeah.
No, anything he says, you can take to the bank.
Motherfucker.
I'm getting worked up, and I don't want to get worked up because I haven't seen you in a while, and it's nice to see you, and it's nice to...
Nice to see you, too.
It's nice to be creaming with you.
Yeah.
And the creamers.
Creamer.
There we go. So, you tell me, what wrestling did you watch before I get all worked up?
I watched AEW Dynamite.
Yeah.
I didn't watch Collision. No. I watched, what was the fucking, it was, hold on, I gotta tell you.
Please.
Oh, you know what, there's not, it was just Ring of Honor TV from last week.
Oh. Was there any good matches you saw on that show?
I'd rather not say.
Yeah, I'd wait too if I was you. That was a hint.
Mm-hmm.
I did fall asleep, but I put on MLW had like a show they put on YouTube. I want to watch that one.
Then I think Matt Riddle like just turned heel or just turned to a bad guy.
In real life or in the movies?
He was already a bad guy in real life, I guess.
Yeah. I feel like he keeps coming up in the news cycle.
Yeah, he's not afraid to speak his mind. I'll give him that.
Yeah, I mean, maybe he should be.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think part of it is he's an MMA fighter, so in his head he's like, I could talk shit about whatever wrestler I want because
I
can beat
your ass.
I totally
buy that. Yeah, I totally can get behind that.
Right.
He's a legitimate fighter. He just has some poor decision making skills.
Yes.
That's why he's not in the UFC, is what I mean.
Oh yeah, and also I think he's I don't remember. I think he's definitely accused of some kind of being a bad person thing. I don't know which kind of being a bad person thing he did, but I do
I
know that
abusive.
he's a real shit.
I think an A without the S before it.
Man.
Just abuse. No S.
Oh, without the S. Okay.
Without
well, that's still bad.
S.
It's still terrible.
Let's be honest. Yeah.
But fucking, yeah, man.
I don't know. That's allegedly.
Because he's like, that's what his thing is. He's like, I could beat anybody's ass, says allegedly. And so then he was allegedly doing that stuff. But we don't really know.
I don't know. I know. He was whatever.
I hope it's not true.
Well, I hope it's not true just for the sake you don't want anybody to have to go through bad stuff, but I'm indifferent as far as him in professional wrestling.
Yeah, yeah. I've never even seen a full match of his before, to be honest with you.
Well,
oh, you know what? Never mind. Wow. Was he
stuff.
At the Ring of Honor show or the New Japan show? No, I think he was still in WWE, right, when I went to that New Japan show?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
Well, I would have been around that time, but I don't think he would have been there yet.
Yeah.
Was he New Japan?
He was in New Japan Strong.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's all I got. Whatever.
Other news.
Wait. I watched Superman.
Finally. What'd you
think? I almost text you. It starts. I'm not. Spoiler alerts, I guess. But it starts and he falls down in the snow or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
And he whistles for the dog.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought the whistle looked terrible.
Yeah. Okay.
And it took me out for a second and I'm like, oh no. And then the rest of it was a fantastic ride, and I thought they did a really good job.
I'm glad you liked it. I do think, because if I remember correctly, like, he spat blood.
Yeah.
And there's, like, his lips were bleeding. Like,
and then he's whistling, but, like, the whistle just didn't sync up.
And it's a crazy loud, it's a crazy whistle that a person can't do.
It was just wild.
Yeah.
But it was good.
I'm glad you liked the motion picture.
I thought let's not get into it, but I know there was a lot of backlash against it, or certain people that didn't like certain things.
Yeah.
And I guess I could see the correlation that people would make, whatever, but I just thought it was a good like comic book movie, because like, again, not spoiling anything, but like Superman gets beat up a little bit.
Yeah.
But like, it made sense why.
Right, right.
Because your first thing is like, well, Superman can't get beat up.
Right, why is
he
bleeding?
Guess what?
Nothing can penetrate his skin.
Yeah, well, watch the movie, find out. It was cool, and it was shot in Cleveland, the city that we live in.
The city that we live in, yeah. When you get to the end of the movie, you go, that's why he was penetrated.
Yeah. Yeah, so if you want to see Superman get penetrated, watch the movie Superman, not the old one, the new one. Yeah. Sounds like he's here right now. But no, it was good. So
I'm glad you liked it.
You were right on that one.
Thanks, man. I actually rewatched it over the weekend.
Yeah.
And my wife was like, this is a weird movie. And I was like, that's why I love it. Because it's
kind of weird.
Because comic books are weird.
Yeah, it definitely throws you right into it. And that's what I prefer instead of like, I mean, there was something at the beginning. I don't remember if it was Lex Luthor when they're like in his little building or like headquarters. Mm-hmm. And they were a little heavy handed where they like made sure to like catch you up, which I didn't mind because that's how comic books are.
Right.
There's
it's like he knows.
Remember last week?
Right. It's like he has a plan for every move. That's because he does. Or whatever, the fucking British guy with the mustache or with the glasses.
Yeah. No, right. But so I think they did that really well, and it did get really weird, but that's, like you said, like a comic book.
Right.
And I don't need it all explained, and they really didn't. They're just like, here's some heroes.
Yeah.
Here's this location that I'm not going to spoil.
Right.
But here's this weird location. You're like, what? What is this? And then you get it. Yeah. You understand as time goes on.
Right.
And that doggy.
The dog was great. He's the star of the show.
You're telling me.
Did you think you were going to not like him?
The dog?
Yeah.
Yeah, because most people were like annoying.
Right, but he was great because he was a little shit.
Animal sidekicks aren't usually great in a movie, I feel like.
Yeah.
More often than not.
Yeah.
But no, it was good. I give it a cream.
Creamer.
Yep.
So in other news, Sammy Daddy.
Yeah.
Apparently, Hot Joe and Sammy Daddy.
That's me and you.
Hot Joe.
Yeah.
Is that Sammy Daddy?
It is.
Are not the hosts of this podcast. If you go on google.com and you type in Wrestle Cream Podcast, thank you for that. If you say, who is the hosts, or who are the hosts of this of Wrestle Cream Podcast? Google AI says the hosts are Gregory Iron and Aaron Bauer.
Well,
I don't think
that's true at all.
I don't think it is either. I remember me and you were always on it.
We've definitely, Gregory Iron was a guest.
He was. Once. Both sent us a nice little message. Well, I wouldn't call it nice. But
well,
they sent us a message.
They sent me a nice message.
That is true.
They sent the show a message. They sent me a nice message.
Very true.
Yeah,
so
I love and respect both of those men. However,
I like Aaron.
There's a lot of words and a lot of things they are. Hosts of Wrestle Cream is not any of them. So
like
sorry, boys. But yeah, I mean, that's not true at all. So
no.
Google AI is wrong.
I called Google and I told them what the dealio is here. I says to them, Gregory Iron and Aaron Bauer are
they have their own podcast.
On wrestling.
Yeah, with Gregory Iron.
And they said, well, yeah, I know that. And I said, we're the hosts. And they were like, oh, I'm sorry about that. You and Sammy Daddy. And I said, no. I said, absolutely not. I put my foot down and they hung up.
We're using DuckDuckGo. Now.
That's right. I actually do use DuckDuckGo.
Exclusively. Yeah. Exclusively. Hey, there's changes going on in the Wrestle Cream. What do we call it? Wrestle Cream World?
The Creamiverse.
United States of Cream? I don't remember.
All of the above.
No Google, no TikTok.
Hell yeah, man.
You don't cross us. You don't cross the cream.
Hell yeah. Don't cross that cream, bitches.
That's like we could do a Ghostbusters play there. Don't cross the creams.
I used to work at Dunkin', the donut store.
And
when I first started working there, it was like a new building they just built. I was a part of like the first staff there. It's the one by the Parmatown, you know?
Yeah. Oh, and familiar.
Or whatever. And like I said, we were the first people to work there, and it was the summertime. And the building, when they built it, they accidentally built it with a bee's nest in the walls. So there was bees in there all the time.
We shouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
don't
so
do that.
Then we would go around and we would smash the bees to smithereens, and we would call ourselves ourselves the Bee Busters. And we would say, who are you going to buzz?
Who?
The Bee Busters.
Oh, I get it now.
Thank you.
I like that. Who are you going to buzz?
Yeah.
That's like a page. I feel like that's like a pager thing.
Well, the GM of the store, he would work till 11 a.m. and then he'd go home. And so he was not there this, at this point. And
yeah. Well, the bees are sleeping.
This, all of a sudden, we hear a, like a baby screaming, and this lady's like, "My baby was stung by a bee," and I was like, "Oh what? No!" And she was like, right in the ear, and she was freaking out that her baby was stung. We gave her ice and stuff like that. And I called the boss because we tell him about these bee thing all the time. He just didn't give a shit.
Man, there's
and
bees.
Like, I was like, "Nick, this baby got stung by a bee in the store," and then he's like, "Oh no, are they gonna like sue?" And I was like, "No."
Deny
and he's
it.
Like, "Oh okay." I gotta go.
Say they brought their own bee. I saw that baby walk in with that bee.
Yeah. I mean, that baby could have brought its own bees. We don't know. I mean, I do know, and it didn't.
I don't. Yeah, I was gonna say no.
We had, we would immediately spot it, and we would be say, "Hey, gotta get that bee out of here. No bees.
No bees allowed. We're the bee busters."
Hell yeah, man.
From what I've heard.
Anyways, Sammy Daddy.
Speaking of bees. You ever remember that guy that had the bees come out of his mouth?
Oh, the Candyman.
Oh, don't say it four more times.
I won't. I refuse. I do know that guy, though. Not well, but yeah. I do know him, yeah.
Horror movie icon.
That's right.
There's a lot of horror movie icons.
There's several.
You know, one of them's, Jason.
Jason Voorhees. I know of him.
From Camp Crystal Lake. Did you see who said they wanted to play Jason Voorhees from Camp Crystal Lake?
Braun Strowman?
Yeah, I know you. I sent it to you, so I know you knew. Yeah, what do you think of that? You're a horror movie guy, and so am I. Let's preface this
I do love a good horror movie.
So, I think we have at least a fair opinion of what we like. Maybe what we like is different, and that's okay.
Yeah.
But what is your opinion of Braun Strowman as Jason Voorhees in a new Friday the 13th movie?
I think he's the perfect cast. The perfect casting. Yeah, I think the guy would be great. He's a large man.
Big, tall man.
Yeah, and he doesn't have any charisma, and you don't have to when you're Jason, because you're covered up by a mask, and I think, he doesn't talk. I think that's perfect for him. I think he would be great, and he's a ginormous man, so.
Well, I think you alluded to it earlier. I think we should, he wouldn't be your first choice, though. He wouldn't be my first choice either. But he could do it, I'm sure, if for Jason.
Yeah. Well,
he was given the opportunity.
If I was casting Jason and I had to pick a wrestler, I would pick Braun Strowman. I wouldn't have thought of it. I wouldn't have thought of it before. I didn't pick him because he was already picked. So since we're recasting. But like, if I didn't, if we weren't playing this game and I really was their casting person, I would definitely do Braun Strowman. He's perfect for it.
I get it. I don't think anything's official. I think that was just like I'd like to do this.
Right.
And then news was slow that day, so they picked it up.
So what are we going to do then?
We're going to do that, except we're going to pick right answers.
Oh.
So what do we have? 14? 12?
14.
We have 14 horror movie icons that who picks who's in it? Casting director?
Yep.
Producer, regular director, I don't know. If we were the person that picks the people in the thing.
Yes, yes.
We are going to pick the people that are going to be in the thing if they were wrestlers.
We're people pickers.
Famous horror movie icons. So, well, you want to just start with Jason since that's the one we were talking about?
Sure. Who do you got?
You want to go first? Go ahead. You want to know what I got? I'll tell you what I got.
Okay.
You go first.
I picked Brody King for Jason Voorhees because of his size, his brutality, and his aura. He's perfect as Jason. Mm-hmm.
I like that.
He's got the body for it. He's equal parts weapon, equal parts weight. He'd make a champion. He'd make Camp Crystal Lake look like a House of Black promo.
I like that.
Thank you.
It fits.
I think so.
Because I like. I think that's my favorite icon, probably from this list or just in general. That was like the first one I really got into.
Yeah.
And I like my Jason big and hulky or bulky, but both words.
Yeah.
I like both of those, though. So I like when it's that big, like you're saying, big, tough. Because didn't they do that remake where he was like kind of like slender and like quicker? And I didn't like that.
I don't really remember what he looked like in the remake. I did think it was interesting that they were like, that in the remake, they were like, there's all these tunnels underground, and that's how he quickly gets from place to place.
Yeah, I don't need things to make sense in my horror movies.
Right.
Personally.
He's a zombie, for crying out loud.
So going through the tunnels is quicker? No, it's not. It would take just as long.
I think Blumhouse is producing the new one.
Are they making a new one?
I mean, that's what I've heard.
Oh, well, you want to know who I think they should have as Jason Voorhees in that new movie that they might or might not be making?
Who the hell do you think?
I think that should be Haku.
Yeah, that's a cool choice.
He's a big, tough guy.
Yeah, he is.
Big in stature. And I'm kind of thinking, like, not maybe Haku now, even though I'm sure he could do it. Don't tell him I said that.
I would never.
But, like, primetime Haku, Ming, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he's an unstoppable killing machine.
That's not untrue.
And, like, if you shoot him, I feel like you, in for a shoot, you could shoot him.
If you
and
shot
he'd probably
him,
still move.
You would be the one that died.
Shoot. That's what I'm saying.
Fucking shoot.
Yeah. He'd better not say that to Haku. So I just thought he would be good, and he doesn't have to talk or do anything like you alluded to. So
word.
Just being a big, scary boy.
Great shoot. Great. Hold on. Scary.
Oh, I'm shooting. Oh, that was a shoot.
Fuck. Well, yeah. No, I totally agree. That's a good choice. I actually think.
But Brody King's good, too.
Yeah, they're both pretty good.
I actually made a list. I made a list of people that I thought would fit the horror movie aesthetic. Nice. And Brody King was on my list. I did not end up putting him in any other slots, though.
I don't really think he'd fit anybody but Jason. Because he's a bulky boy.
Oh, I agree. He's a big bulky boy.
So who do you want to do next?
Jason. Who else do you like? No. I pick Jason. You pick next.
Oh, okay. I'm going to go ahead and say Michael Myers.
I have to look. Oh, very similar. Same
yes.
style.
Yes.
The
first horror movie I ever saw was Halloween 6, The Curse of Michael Myers, the one with Paul Rudd. Well,
that's great. Did you pick Paul Rudd for your Michael Myers?
I picked Kane because of the obvious. It's obvious. Because
he does the head tilt. The head tilt.
I mean, according to Jim Cornette, his character was based on Michael Myers.
Oh, I think you can see it, especially the like
the way he sits up.
The
choke slam.
The way he sits up, and I remember when Michael Myers did.
Remember on Halloween 3 when Michael Myers walked up to the to fight his opponent, and then he went like this. For the creamers who are listening, I'm raising my arms up, and then he put his arms down, and then.
And then all the kids blow up or something?
Yeah, something like that. Actually, Halloween 3 didn't have Michael Myers in it.
That's what I thought, but I didn't know you were getting
No, but you know what, though? Well, that one's really good.
If you don't...
Like,
if you
back
treat
then,
it as its
I
own
thought
thing.
It was, I thought it was lame when I was a kid. I don't think it was...
Well,
but now, like, it's like a cult classic.
You have, like, a certain expectation with it being called Halloween 3, though.
Yeah. I mean, Michael Myers makes an appearance...
Yeah, if you called it something else, though.
Because there's a time where someone's watching TV and there's fucking Michael Myers on the screen. And they're like, it's just a movie. And you're like, okay. Tell that to Laurie.
There's five timelines, I believe. I think I was watching a video. I think it's five. It might even be six timelines of...
Yeah.
Because it goes like 1, 2, and then 3 is standalone, then 4, whatever. I'm not doing it. But there's like 6 or 7.
Yeah, I mean, Halloween was always my favorite one, though, because it's the most realistic.
The first one?
Yeah.
I like the first one.
The first one, the second one's all right. I like the fourth and fifth, though. I know that they're like people hate those ones, but I love them. But when I was a young little guy, I had a crush on Danielle Harris, so.
You still should. Look her up.
No.
What about the Rob Zombie ones? You like those?
I don't hate them. I'm probably not going to put them on.
They're fine for what they are.
The first one is okay.
They're fine for what they are.
I do agree with the idea that the thing that makes Michael Myers scary is that you don't know anything about him. And when you like follow him around. Also, he kills Danny Trejo and he was nice to him. That was fucked up.
Doesn't matter.
I thought his paper mache masks that he made are scarier than the Michael Myers mask.
They are. But they fall off when he sweats.
And he can't have that. Michael Myers, he does two things. He kills
heavy
sweat. He sweats. He's a sweat boy.
Yeah, it's well known. It's well known.
Who do you have for Mike?
I thought when it comes to Michael Myers, similar to Jason, but Michael Myers is just like that force. What do they call him? The shape?
They call him the shape.
And he just walks and he just comes at you and nothing's going to stop him. And so I kind of thought like, who has a good walk and also an imposing figure? So I picked Cesaro, Claudio Castagnoli.
That's interesting. He does have a great walk.
And Michael has that like superhuman strength.
That's true. Yeah.
And Cesaro has superhuman strength.
He could deadlift suplex.
Because I was thinking
John
about Cesaro when he would walk. Yeah, when he would just walk, and he had that like shoulders back. He walks how you're supposed to. He has great posture.
Oh, yeah,
I thought
he
that
does.
Worked with Michael Myers because it makes him imposing and bigger.
Very good
And
point.
I wanted to try to pick somebody a little bit different, a little bit off the beaten
I mean, I went with the obvious choice because I was lazy.
No, I don't agree with that.
No, yeah, I was.
But there's plenty of casting decisions where the obvious choice is the right choice.
That's true. Probably that should always be what they feel they go with. You know, like, oh, clearly this
we
guy.
We don't have to. Sometimes it's good to reinvent the wheel, and sometimes true. The wheel's fine how it is. That's the old saying.
I've heard it. So right, who do you want to do now?
I would say there's like everybody has favorites and there's other ones, but there's probably like the trifecta of your big three horror movie ones. So I guess the other one would be Freddy Krueger.
Freddy Krueger. Who do you got for that?
I think that would be your third one, right? I picked Brody Lee.
Ooh, really?
I know that's a little bit different. So I went that way because I really just wanted to pick somebody, and I kind of thought of him both as the leader of the Dark Order and on being the elite because I need my Freddy to be funny.
That's
but also menacing.
Good point.
So I thought he could do both the menacing and be really scary because you saw what he did with the Wyatts and when he was being mean with the Dark Order.
Yeah.
But he also had the way to be comical and still scary.
Yeah.
And I feel like him saying bitch, he would have a good way of saying bitch.
You're fucking right, man.
And I'm okay. And I guess Freddy isn't like known like the other two we just talked about for being like big. Like that's not his deal. But I thought it would work if he's bigger, too. Why not? Let's make a tall Freddy.
Oh,
Let's
make
Freddy tall again.
I like it. That's a really good choice.
So it's not my favorite choice, but that's where I'm going with.
No, I think I think that was pretty fucking brilliant. I put MJF, Maxwell Jacob
Thanks.
Friedman.
That's a good one.
Because he's got
like
the charisma, the wordplay. He takes joy in inflicting pain on others.
He's a psychopath. He would be good. He's not on our list, but he makes me think of like American Psycho, where he's got that like switch that he flips on and off.
That's not on our list, but
that works for Freddy because, like I said, I want my Freddy to be wisecracking, but also rip you in half.
Oh yeah,
and MJF has done that in real life.
He has, and it's sick. He's a sick man.
It's disgusting.
What do you want to do next?
Oh, I'm just gonna go down my list.
Right.
Which is probably similar to your list, you used the same list.
I used it exactly how you used it, or sent it.
Oh, so you got Chucky?
Do you have
Chucky as your next?
You bet I do.
You like Chucky? Like the Child's Plays? There's too many.
Yeah, I like. I've seen every one of them, and I've watched the TV series that was on Sci-Fi.
Cult of Chucky.
The movie?
Chucky.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of Chucky.
I like him. Yeah, he's kind of like, you know, like he's Freddy, where he's just like a silly guy, you know.
Yeah, but he's mean.
Yeah, he's not nice. That's true. Jennifer Tilly is his. Sometimes they'll be like Jennifer Tilly exists in the universe and voices
also does not.
They do a lot of wacky stuff in that series, but I do like it.
I mean, it's a doll that kills people, so it's fair.
Yeah.
He's fine. The first one, that was one of the horror movies I watched a lot on the Sci-Fi Channel because they would play Bride of Chucky all the time.
Yeah. I also like the guy who voices Chucky. He was a worm tongue in Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, everybody knows that. You know, there's a song about Lord of the Rings I'll have you listen to later.
All right.
Chucky is going to be... Do you mind if I go first?
No.
Because I'm worried you have the same one as me, so I want to take it before you say it.
Okay.
What's that?
I froze. Did I really?
Oh, I swear. You're
back?
There now.
Okay. I just said, go ahead.
It's a little glitchy, but this person has played a horror movie icon that is not on our list before, and that person is Swoggle. He was the Leprechaun in Leprechaun Origins.
Hell yeah, man.
But I thought he's kind of similar to Freddy, where Chucky's pretty wise cracking.
Yeah.
And the size.
Small. So
this is one where I stuck with the same size.
You went with, this was your Kane.
So I'm going to go, so I'm going Hornswoggle.
Also, we found out on the program here that he's a dick.
Week.
And Chucky is a
Did
dick.
We?
Yeah.
Who said he was a dick?
I think Wes said that. Yeah. Wes Barkley.
And last week, Derek told us that he was... Last week, Derek informed us that Hornswoggle is a little person. Remember?
I do remember. I didn't know until he said it, and now I am glad that I do.
Yeah, and then but then Wes said, yeah, he was a dick and put him through a table or something, or a door.
Yeah, door. I think it was a door.
Anyway, so that was my Chucky. Who's your Chucky?
My Chucky is Danhausen.
That's a good Chucky.
Who else could pull off a demonic doll with comedy timing? That's what I put. Demonic doll.
Oh, who
comedy
else?
Timing.
Swoggle. Wait, never mind. All right, I lied about going straight down the list. I'm going to jump around.
Okay, jump around.
I'm throw you
jump
off.
Jump around.
So we did. We threw some of the. Where's like Dracula from? Universal. The Universal movies.
He's one of the Universal movie guys.
Those classic boys that Abbott and Costello got to meet. So I have Dracula, world famous vampire.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you have playing Dracula?
I have
first.
Finn Balor.
I don't want to hog it. Oh,
I
like that.
The arrogance and the body control.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's smug.
That's a good one.
And he's gothic, and he's very hot.
Yeah.
That body.
It would work. It would work.
What about you? Who you
got? So I was thinking about, like, Dracula is supposed to be like a good-looking guy to suck you in or whatever.
Yeah.
And I said, I don't care. I'm not going with that. I picked somebody that I thought would be able to hypnotize you with their words.
He does. They do have that evil power of persuasion.
So I picked Jake the Snake Roberts.
That's a great pick.
Because I thought the way he talks, I think we're hitting both sides of the spectrum, though. And we're both nailing it evenly. Because Finn Balor, maybe Jake the Snake Roberts could be dad of Dracula.
Okay.
And then Finn Balor could be Dracula.
I love
it. We'll do a prequel and a sequel.
You heard it here first, Cream.
Jake could make it work.
Jake can make it work. All right. So then I should go back up to the...
Yeah, give me one. No, give me whatever you want.
All right, well, I do want to go back up.
I wrote these down.
Pinhead.
I threw off your
whole game. From Hellraiser.
Pinhead. You like those ones?
Yes.
I did go on a kick where I watched every one of those in like a week.
Did you watch the remake?
And they're all right. Which one?
The remake.
I don't know, probably not.
It's on Hulu,
is that new?
I believe.
How new is it?
Eh, two years.
Nope, three. Haven't watched it.
It's not bad. It's not great,
maybe.
It's not bad.
It's fine. Those are weird movies, but they're fine.
They are very odd. There's a lot
to
them.
I love the character designs.
Yeah, that's the best part of them.
Cenobites?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Is that what they are?
Yes.
There's the fat one with the weird face, and there's the two that are twisted together, and the guy with the CDs.
And Pinhead.
The one guy has a camera for a face. Oh, yeah, that's who we're talking about. Yeah, Pinhead's cool. Pinhead's pretty iconic. I remember that one was actually one that, like, just seeing, like, the poster or the movie cover on, like, the VHS tapes or the DVDs or whatever at the movie store, like, that one kind of freaked me out. Like, that one was always like, that's, I don't know. You start pushing it, you push the boundaries when you're younger, when you start getting into horror movies.
Yeah.
And that was one where I'm like, I'm going to wait till I'm a little bit older.
Did you watch Spawn when you were a kid?
All the time.
I can't remember the character's name, but you know that big fat clown guy?
Yeah, the clown face guy?
That guy, for me, he was like that to me. I thought he was terrifying.
Was that Danny DeVito? Because if it wasn't, it should have been. I used to have this toy. I had Spawn toys before I ever saw the movie.
I think a lot of people did, because I remember the toy more than I remember, and I didn't have it.
There was the fat clown toy, and it had his regular face, and then you would, like, pull his arm or something.
That's right.
His chest and belly would open up, and the face would flip to the clown face.
Yeah, yeah.
Coolest fucking toy ever.
I had Power Rangers like that as a kid.
Yeah, where they switched the faces. Did we talk about this before?
Maybe, because I definitely talked about it to somebody before in recent memory.
Well, you should watch The Toys That Made Us on
Great
Netflix.
Program.
They do a whole Power Rangers thing. Oh, you've seen it. Okay, never mind. Who are we talking about? Pinhead? Spawn?
Yeah.
Pinhead. You ready for this? I know you don't have this one. I picked Sean O'Hare.
Whoa, fuck. You're right. I don't have that one.
I know you wouldn't. That's one of my... I always really liked him. A little side note. I think I've told you about this before, but I used to post on forums a lot when I was a hot teen boy.
You did, yeah. When you were
And see, I'm learning the lingo of the show. A couple of inside jokes.
Finally.
And now that we're the hosts.
Now that we've taken it over.
And they would do like e-feds, and you would be a character, and somebody would decide who would win and lose, but you would still cut you'd have to cut like two promos a week, and you would type out like, I walk down to the ring, and this song is playing, and I say this, and da 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 da. You never posted anything about you getting physical. but it would have, you'd only do promos talking shit and then whatever. But to, for the fake posters, you had to pick a wrestler, and that's the wrestler I picked to
Hell
be
yeah.
like my representation. My guy's name was, and my guy's name was Suicide way before TNA ever did that.
I do remember you saying that,
game.
Yeah. I
remember told you about that. It was bullshit.
Yeah.
It was a sweet name for a wrestler. But now, if I was a wrestler, I'd have to be called Unalive, and that isn't sound as good. So I'm glad it didn't work out. Anyway, I think yeah. Sean O'Hare. I guess again, I'm going with like an imposing figure, where Pinhead's kind of more. I feel like he's like thinner, but normally he has that big trench coat thing on.
Yeah.
But from his that short-lived thing where he was with Roddy Piper, and he was like the
yep.
The devil,
yeah.
whatever. He had like the pure
the devil's advocate. Was
promos. I thought that shit was sweet. Yeah. I thought it was that.
I think that
hey,
it was.
I'm not telling you anything you don't know or whatever the fuck he said. Anyway, I just think he would be good in that role of trying to, again, entice people in
yeah.
to their torture is his pleasure, I guess.
I agree. That's a great choice. Good choice, so Sammy Sean Daddy.
But I think that I just thought of somebody else that would probably fit it just as well, but let me hear what you got.
I have Malachi Black or Aleister Black.
Oh,
because he's calm and he's he has a philosophical evil.
Yeah. So I think that's he's definitely. I think you could see like the Sean like compare like the similarity between Sean O'Hare's character
yeah.
and Aleister Black's is definitely.
Got
a
more
level
gothic.
Up.
Yeah.
It's definitely levels better just because he's been able to perfect it for so long.
True.
But I mean that when I say he has perfected it.
He has.
Anybody
Good
else
job,
that
Aleister.
Does it now? Yeah, anybody else that does it now is going to seem like a ripoff of him, even if they've been doing it for 10 years longer.
No doubt.
Because of how well he's done at it.
That's very true. So true. Who's your other? Who'd you think of?
Killer Cross.
Ah, very good choice. Very good choice.
Yeah.
Did you see that he said like I think Chris Van Vliet asked him about you know yeah. has AEW contacted you? Have you
yeah.
seen that? And then he said that they have.
I saw Scarlett said something.
He said that they have, but they think it's a work, so they didn't want to hire him.
Who thinks it's a work?
AEW
thinks it's a work.
That's what according to.
Oh yeah, when he first got let go.
Yeah.
Right before we started recording, I saw Scarlett said something like. If we go to AEW, we'll wave the flag for them, but like we're still weighing the options. Wherever we go is where we're going to be, though.
That's a very true fact.
Like,
I've noticed
that
about
them.
Where we
go is we're going to stay.
Okay.
I know,
yeah,
I thought that too. But wherever they go is where they're going to be.
Not telling us anything we don't know, Scar.
Whatever.
That's a good choice, though.
So, I don't know. Whatever. He doesn't need to do AEW. He's big enough on his own. If he doesn't want to, he
like
can
a
still
Matt
make
Card-
a
like a Matt
good
Cardona.
Living. Yeah, yeah, I think he's at that level. Should he go to AEW? Maybe. It's up to him. It depends yeah. what he's... Does he want to be on TV? What does he want? What does he need? That's what he should figure out. But he can do it his way. He's big enough. I think. Maybe not Cardona level, but like next tier down. Yeah, I said it.
Who do you think we should go with next?
I'm gonna jump down to the bottom of the list and do another one that I want to do.
Yeah, I've had it.
Frankenstein's Monster.
Okay.
A classic creature feature.
Right on.
I picked Bam Bam Bigelow.
Interesting.
I like Bam Bam Bigelow. And I think he's a really smart person, but he looks like he could play Monster Learning. And he's got a weird build. Like he's
he
like the big guy, but he could
yeah.
move. Or he can move around, right?
That's
and I
good.
Thought
that's
his
good.
Athleticism, but I'm like that doesn't really go into Frankenstein at all. So the
yeah,
athleticism doesn't matter.
That's very
but
interesting
I don't
choice.
Know.
I did not
I just
expect
thought Bam
Bam,
Bam would be a fun one.
Yeah, I mean that I'd love it.
I think I just wanted to work him in the one, and that's what I picked. Because Frankenstein's monster can be anybody.
That's true. I think I would cast him with. Who do you think?
Who'd you pick for Frankenstein?
Yeah.
I think that, you're doing that, so I think that means you picked
it
Razor
has nothing
Ramon.
To do with it. I picked Braun Strowman.
Shit. Oh, that's good,
because
he's a big dumb idiot. Is that what
because
you're
he looks like he looks like he could survive a thunder being hit with a lightning bolt. And I
yeah,
believe
fair.
That he would throw villagers and then cry about it later.
Yeah, well, he didn't mean to kill that little girl. That's the whole point.
Braun?
In the movie. In the movie. Nope, Frankenstein's monster. Just to clarify, I don't think Braun Strowman has done that in real life.
Who should we do next?
Nope, your pick.
Okay.
I know what you're going to do. You're going to go back up.
That's right. And I pick Art the Clown.
You watch those?
I tried, but I just don't have it in me.
You can't do it?
It's not my kind of thing.
It's not your type of, it's not your deal. I just watched the third one.
I tried. I really want to like it, but I just, I mean, when I went to that horror convention, the guy who plays Art the Clown was there. The writers and producers of the show was all there too. Yeah. A lot of people were dressed up as him, but I'm just like, I guess it's just one of those things that I'm not going to be a part of.
He's quite popular.
Yeah, he is.
That's fine. It's quite popular.
For him, though. No, you go ahead.
Yes.
I'd love to hear what you're saying.
No. That was it. I've watched him. I get if you don't like him.
I mean,
I totally understand.
I'm not yucking anyone's yum. I just not for me.
It's not for you. Yeah, no, I get that.
But that being said, because I haven't seen them and from what I understand about the character, I'm going to go with Hangman Adam Page.
Why?
Because he fucking staples a guy's head and drinks the blood. He fucking stabs a dude in the head with a fucking fork.
All right.
Like, he does violent shit to people.
You're right. I get it. No, you're fair.
Thank you.
Okay. No, at first, I was going to say, at first, I'm like, that's a bad choice. He just wanted to pick Hangman.
At first, I was picking Moxley. I was going to pick Moxley, and then I was like, Hangman does a lot worse shit than him, though.
That's fair. I'll take Hangman. No, Hangman, you explained it, and points. You get points. Nope. Cats.
Yeah.
So you haven't seen the movies, but you're at least familiar with his look, obviously.
Of course.
And like how he does the big smile and then like the angry face. He's very expressive with his features because he doesn't talk.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
And I picked somebody that I thought could be the same expressive nature with just their face. So I picked Mr. Iguana.
Oh, another guy I haven't seen.
And he he has a little puppet. And I guess in Terrifier 2, I think it is, there's like a little girl clown that only Art can see. I don't know. It gets kind of confusing.
I tried. And that was in the beginning of the movie, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The second one?
Yeah. Yeah.
He's at like the laundromat and he's naked.
Yes, that's right. Watched that part. That part.
So what I would say is the first one's pretty much just a straight up gore movie.
Mm-hmm.
Then the second one, they do add some story elements. Some good and evil, and there's a little bit more of a story, and then the third one continues. But the third one's like a Christmas movie. Anyway.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't hate them, but there's certain parts where it's like, Jesus Christ. But like, there's also certain parts where like, it's like, that's not, I don't think that's how that would work. Even if that was terrible situation was to happen, I don't know if it goes away. Chris Jericho's in the third one.
I think I knew that.
You might want to watch the beginning of the third one. Just saying.
Okay.
Brutally. Anyway. I'm jumping Pennywise.
Okay.
It the clown. That's right. A lot of people call him.
You know, you were like, that was balloon. Like two away from Art the Clown.
I jumped though.
But we went from clown to clown.
I know, but when I said I'm going to jump, I'm like, oh, he thinks I'm going to go one of the old ones. So I have to switch. I have to throw you off.
Fair enough.
Because my next, I'm really happy with, this one's fine. The next ones, I'm really happy with who I picked.
Okay, so you want to see it the best for last.
So for Pennywise, Pennywise, It the Clown. You familiar with those? You watch those? They got a show coming out.
I know, I'm very excited. I'm just so mad that it doesn't come out until October 26th. Like, put it out in the beginning of the month so people can watch it all month long.
Spooky season.
Halloween, God damn it.
I mean, I don't want to spoil the rest of the month, but we're doing spooky things all month, starting with this.
You are right.
I know what the next
HBO Max could at least follow our lead.
They're idiots. Don't even get me started on HBO Max again.
They are not our nation's best.
I'm not. I'm traveling. I'm fucking traveling. I'm traveling for a long time. Just leave me alone.
You fuckers.
Who'd I say?
You said Pennywise.
Pennywise? I picked the Boogeyman.
Ooh. Because
he's coming to get you.
That's very interesting. Yeah.
Pennywise also has to have that scary but funny thing.
That's true. That's true.
And the Boogeyman does the worms, so I feel like he could utilize the worms to scare people, and the clocks, and like I feel like a bunch of clocks going off, and the alarms, like the clock he would break over his head, those old alarm clocks.
Hell yeah,
like a bunch of those going off.
Yeah, and then the glass would be stuck to his head.
Yeah, and like worms are gross to people.
Yeah, I don't like putting them in my mouth. I'll tell you that.
No, nobody does except the Boogeyman, and he's coming to get you. Who'd you have?
Everyone's coming
to get you.
Yeah.
I had the Fiend Bray Wyatt.
Ooh, that's a good
because
one.
Oh, his presence is Pennywise level iconic. And his makeup and psychology, and he's like a cult. He has like a cult. Well, he had like a cult following.
Still does, really.
That's true, but I don't really know.
I mean, there's literally like the Wyatt. There's like a whole faction
that's fucking
around
true.
Him still.
Yeah, you're fucking
and
right.
They're tag team champions. So no, you nailed it. I love that.
Thanks,
and
man.
He could play like the Bray Wyatt, Mister Rogers, Firefly Funhouse side of it up too.
Right. That, exactly. And he's
Fiend,
and he's like and it's
the
silly.
Fiend is the Pennywise.
Yeah.
Wow, that fits perfect. Yeah, that might be. That's perfect, really.
Thank you. Thank you very much, and thank you.
I love that one. Your turn.
What do you have for? Or I guess I go first. I have Ghostface. Not Ghostface Killer from the Wu-Tang Clan, but from the Scream films. Yes.
No.
And I pick.
Real quick, surprise! Nobody. We didn't. Neither of us did Doink. For Pennywise.
Oh man, we're dumb.
But it was too nail on the head.
That's
why I didn't
true.
Do it.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry. So Ghostface.
Ghost
normal
face.
People.
I pick Katie Arquette.
I was wondering if we either of us. Were, I didn't. I stayed away from it because I was going to pick former WCW champion David Arquette.
Oh yes, I picked Katie Arquette for the obvious
like
reasons
it.
Because she's she's cold hearted.
She can talk on a phone.
She's really she talks on the phone. She's really good at hiding and then coming out and stabbing you to death. And because she's related to Dewey from the motion pictures.
That totally makes sense. That was a really good pick.
Thanks, man. Oh, I should say, friend of the show.
I thought David Arquette.
Friend of the show, Katie Arquette.
Yeah. Great time last week. It was very nice.
Oh, yeah.
Arguing with her about fictional movie wrestlers.
My favorite part is when she told
hope to do it
referee
again
Charles Van that nobody respects him.
That nobody respects him?
Yeah.
Yep. I was going there, too. That was funny as hell.
I don't think he liked it, but he didn't. But he didn't. He didn't lose.
It.
He didn't lose a beat.
I don't think he liked it, but I think she meant it, and
I
don't think he liked it.
I mean, how could you not?
Reverie
Charles Van?
Damn.
Who do you have?
I should have went first. I should have went first on this one because I think yours is better. But I picked the loose cannon Brian Pillman.
Ah, that's a cool choice. That's
because I feel like he would fit that role of like a psychotic person.
For sure.
Yeah, he'd call you on the phone and
you're like a manic.
You,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. That's a good. I think that's a really good choice too.
And you're like, who's the? He calls you. Who's your favorite booker?
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Just saying. It's a thought.
Pillman's.
You know what?
Pillman's got a knife. Oh,
I like that. That was good. Well, and the best part is with how Ghostface works, it's a different person, and sometimes it's more than one person.
Exactly.
Whatever. So we could do a couple movies.
That's right.
There's another Scream coming out next year. I'm gonna pick. All right. The Wolfman, the world-famous Wolfman. Maybe you've heard of him. He's a man that was bitten by a wolf and then at full moons turns into a wolf.
Wait, time out.
Wolf.
When you sent me this, I don't think you gave me Wolfman, did you?
I didn't give you a Wolfman?
I don't think so.
I thought I did.
No, but I can think of one. That's okay. I got one in my head ready to go.
I put Wolfman.
What the fuck?
There's Wolfman.
A Candyman, Frankenstein.
Between Dracula
monster.
And Creature from the Black Lagoon.
Oh, shit. I fucked it up. Well, that's all right. I got
third
one,
from the bottom.
I'm good. I can do it.
Do you have an extra one than me?
I don't know.
Whatever. For Wolfman, I picked Bruiser Brody.
That's
because
a cool
he's
choice.
A wild man, and he's got all that hair going. You just got to add a little bit.
Fur on his boots and all that stuff.
Yeah. Hush. 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 So, I think he'd be a good Wolfman because he actually may have had rabies. In real life. I don't know if that's confirmed.
It hasn't been confirmed, but it is true.
And Bruiser Brody's one of those, I don't know, I'd like to see him play the mild-mannered part of that.
Yeah, for sure.
So, anyway, but who's your Wolfman?
My Wolfman is Festus from
nice.
Jesse and Festus. And scenario, the ringing bell is the full moon.
The full moon. I love it.
Thank you.
So every time the bell rings, he goes back and forth.
Right.
Just think about when somebody's attacking somebody. When somebody's attacking somebody after a match, and they're going ding ding.
Oh,
ding,
no!
Ding, ding,
yeah,
ding,
what's
ding,
he gonna
ding.
Do? He's like
he's a wolf, not wolf, not wolf, wolf,
yeah.
not wolf. I like that. That's really good.
He was great.
The
that
other
character.
One I thought for that was George the Animal Steel, just because he's hairy already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very good. Very good point.
Yeah.
For the next one, I say we do Leatherface.
That's one of my he might be up there as one of my favorites
as well. Same with my wife. Yeah.
It'd be between him and Jason. I always liked him. I think the first one's awesome, and
yeah,
some they're hit or miss after that, but yeah. I enjoy them at least.
For sure, for sure. They're fun to watch. I put for Leatherface.
That's not. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Terry Funk.
Ooh, he's Leatherface-y.
Yes, Chainsaw Charlie.
Oh, I didn't even do that. I didn't even make that math yet.
What the f***? Damn it.
Yeah, they love it. They were so excited they didn't know what to do.
That's right.
Chainsaw Charlie. Yeah.
Chainsaw Charlie, and, you know, he's got the...
he's just kind of crazy.
There's all those, like, remember those death matches with him and Onita where he would skin Onita alive and then put his skin on over his face and stuff like that?
Yeah. Yeah, of course. He did it all the time. Was that Onita?
Yeah.
Yeah. Face skin.
He hates it. But anyways, who do you got for
old like I got a deep cut. You ready?
Yes.
You ready for this? It's a real deep cut.
Okie dokie. Wait, you talking about Chris Jericho? Ralphus? Chris Jericho's manager guy?
Jericho's personal security?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, that was his
personal
security.
That is a
security.
Weird choice. That's an interesting choice. Why?
And I think he fits because you've seen the movies.
That's right.
I think he fits that family.
That's a very good point.
And I think he's... Because Leatherface isn't like these other, like... He's not a big... I mean, I guess he's tall.
True. But he's like, a large man.
He's got a belly.
Yeah.
He's not in shape. He doesn't like work out. Yeah. So
he's a stupid
hillbilly. I thought
Ralphus
would be the perfect pick. And I think Ralphus was a stupid hillbilly.
A lot of people say that about him.
Probably... If he's alive, he still is. But yeah, that was
good choice.
I always love them. I always love the Jericho Ralphus thing.
Hell yeah, it's hilarious.
I think Ralphus would be the perfect Leatherface.
That's a good choice.
And I think he would because Leatherface isn't really a what Leatherface does is bad, but he's not a bad guy. He's just he was brought up by bad people and doesn't really understand it. And there's it depends which version you're going with. There's some mental stuff going on, or there's
probably inbreeding
forces at play above him. Yeah, exactly. So it's not. He got a bad shake.
He's from Texas.
Well, that says enough. That says enough. There.
Enough said. So what do you want to do next?
I'll go with.
We got two more, right?
Two more. I got one. You got one.
Okay.
I'm gonna go with the last since I think I was hitting the universal classic horror monster people.
Right on. Yeah, you got them all.
I'm gonna go with the creature from the Black Lagoon.
All right, and who
that
do you
one
have?
I don't even like. There's like a million of those, and I really don't know those as well. I know the creature. I've seen them. I don't know which ones I've seen parts of, though. I don't know if I've sat there and watched a full creature from the Black Lagoon to the beginning.
When I was a child, I was babysat by this lady who babysat a bunch of kids, and she would put on movies and make us take naps and shit. And one of the movies she put on was The Creature from the Black Lagoon. And I remember
thinking
that it was insane because the movie was only 1 hour long. And I was like, movies are not only 1 hour long. What the heck?
But no, it was good. It should be 86 minutes. Everybody knows that.
That's the perfect amount.
It's fine for what it is.
No, yeah.
Yeah, I like the movie.
The Shape of Water. Have you seen that one?
Not the movie. The Creature. Nope. That was that Creature from the Black Lagoon knockoff.
It is, but it's Guillermo del Toro. Mm-hmm.
Oh, he does a good job. I like the guy. The guy in
Hellboy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's basically that same character.
That's him, but it's whatever. But he does very good work when it comes to bringing creatures like that to life on the silver screen.
Word.
It's amazing. But my creature. Did you say your creature?
No, I think you go first.
I say mine. You ready for this? Another good one. I like this one.
Butthole, I am.
Abaddon.
Ah, very cool.
I think
choice.
She would make an amazing creature from the Black Lagoon.
I'm like kicking myself that I didn't think of her for any of these other ones. That sucks.
I really wanted Abaddon to be one of these, and as I was going through it, I'm like, all right, I can make Michael Myers, I can make it Michelle Myers, or I could make it.
True. It's 2025.
You know, Ghostface could be a girl, but I'm thinking of her and how she like the makeup and the look and the ooze coming out of her mouth when she
she's
comes
the
out
evil
and,
dead girl.
And I And I, yeah, and I, as I went through it, I'm like, Creature from the Black Lagoon, she would be amazing. But not as amazing as your pick, which
you don't,
is...
You don't know that. My pick for Creature from the Black Lagoon is... But how did you do it? Abyss.
I was thinking about him for a role, too. He would be good, though.
Why I chose him is because he's a monster that you can't help but feel sorry for. And he has the I didn't ask to be this way vibe that made the creature tragic and terrific.
I like that. What was his move called? Black hole?
The black hole slam.
Plunge? Slam?
Yeah.
So it could be the creature from the black hole.
It was just the boss man slam, sidewalk slam.
Or they could call it the black lagoon.
Hell yeah. I thought Abyss was super sick when I was back in those, like when he was like wearing all black and stuff.
I was definitely into Abyss. Little I followed TNA.
Yeah, he was good.
He was somebody that I thought of like, and apparently he's got a great mind for the business because he's a big deal in WWE. So.
Hell yeah.
I mean, they got him in the video game and stuff. I mean, like, they're not going to
destroy
him.
That's right. I forgot about that. Yeah.
It'd be really hard-pressed to think of anybody else that never... I mean, I could be wrong if there was something at the beginning of his career that I don't remember. But, like, he never did WWE.
Right. He didn't.
As far as I know. Maybe he had some dark match or something. I don't think so. But, like, even, you know, because Sting was always that guy. But he did have a little bit of time there now. Like, there's not a lot of guys that weren't there, period.
I don't remember
at
what
his
year.
Level.
I don't remember what year. I want to say 2000. It was either 2005 or 2006. How far did you watch in TNA?
When you started? Still like first year, second year.
Okay, so they had a pay-per-view called Lockdown. You've heard of this pay-per-view?
Yeah, I'm not even at pay-per-views yet.
Every match in this pay-per-view...
I'm still on the weekly.
Lockdown, every match is a cage match. But there was a Lockdown between a cage match, Six Sides of Steel, of AJ Styles versus Abyss, and it... is a very, very good cage match. If you get the chance to check it out, Creamers, Sammy Daddy, if you email him at Sammy Daddy hotcream.com, what is it?
Russell Cream, name of the show.
If you email
Sammy Daddy at RussellCream.com. Yours is Hot Joe at RussellCream.com. So I understand where the confusion came
from. If you email Sammy Daddy at RussellCream.com, he will give you his account information for his TNA Plus account, and you can go and watch that match, Creamers.
Yeah, that's fine. I get notifications on my phone when I get an email, so I should see it relatively quickly. Because I have another email, my shoot email, and I never check it, and it's in the thousands. And now it's just, like, too much.
Oh, yeah, that's what happens to me.
It's like one of those things where it's like, oh, there's too much. I have anxiety about checking these. And really, all I'm going to do is erase every single one of them.
Yeah,
I don't even want to do that. So I'm not going to do
that.
Because
you're like, what if one of these is telling me that I
have AIDS? Email me. Sammy, I would hope not. Daddy at RussellCream.com. We can watch TNA together. We'll do a watch along.
We're on the final one. Final guy.
Final horror movie icon.
And that icon is the Candyman. Which
I swear to God, don't say that three more times.
How we transitioned into the whole thing, yes. And I will not. I refuse.
I know. Yeah.
For that character.
Nice. Good job. You saved it.
Thank you. I picked Killer Cross.
Oh, okay.
The pacing, and I think that he would crush the Candyman shit, I said his name. I keep forgetting, and I actually say Candyman again.
Four. We cannot say the name of that character again.
Okay. But yeah, so I picked Killer Cross, and
I like it.
The bees would form an hourglass. That's all I'm saying.
Your time's buzzing away.
Motherfuckers.
That's what you would say. Bitch.
Sluts.
Freddy Krueger.
Skank.
I got a good one for this one. I was proud of this one, too. Because I was looking at a couple different names. I'm like, maybe. And then when I thought of this one, I thought, yes. You know what I mean? When you feel like I nailed it.
Hell yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
New Jack.
Okay. Very good choice. Very good choice. I wish I would have thought of it.
Yeah, well, Killer Cross isn't too shabby, because Killer Cross could fit any of those psychological.
Yeah.
Yeah, that thing.
That's a word, and that's the word.
And saying that guy's name as Killer Cross showing up, like, it works.
They both start with a.
I like it. I think we nailed it, but I guess you could comment which ones we missed.
Yeah, come on, Creamers.
Which comment below. Tell us which characters we missed. Tell us who we cast wrong. Yes. Tell us who you would cast.
Tell us
who you wouldn't cast. Listen to the podcast.
Very good choice. I also want to say, Creamers.
Creamers.
Comment below. Let us know who you would pick for each of these characters, but leave them an individual comment. So for one of them, say, you know, this is the one I pick for Ghostface, and then, you know,
for Ghostface, I would pick
Post or whatever Post. It says. And then continue down to go, well, you know, I think would play good Michael Myers. Da, da, da. Do
it, Creamers. Let's not be stupid. We all know how this works, you guys. The more comments, the more it helps us. So let's not beat around the bush. Let's just dive right into the bush together and leave a bunch of comments and likes and subscribes and make sure you hit that little bell.
Hell yeah, man. So Sammy Daddy.
I don't know where it is.
What's the John Cena quote of the week?
When given opportunity without direction, take initiative. Be bold. Win or lose, do all you can with the opportunity.
Sammy Daddy, what's your match count for 2025, the year of our lives?
605 matches. Watch. And I alluded to it earlier. My match of the week and my 600th match of the year will be one and the same. It'll be John Cena fighting Carlito, fighting Chris Masters, fighting Shawn Michaels, fighting Kane, fighting Kurt Angle in the Elimination Chamber.
Wait, who's the second guy?
Carlito? Ah! Carlito.
Ah! Dang it. Oh, okay, right, so that was head. So that match was your 600th?
And I'm going to pick it for Match League. I mean, technically,
it's a good match. It's a very good Elimination Chamber.
If you look it up, Edge versus John Cena is a separate match, and that's really like the coolest part of the whole thing. But I feel I don't like counting that.
I want to say this. I've only watched that Elimination Chamber match once, and that was when it was live. But I feel like, am I right about this? I feel like I vividly remember, and I could be wrong, that the last three people are Carlito, Chris Masters, and Cena.
Yeah. Carlito and Chris Masters
team up on him. And when I was watching it,
they teamed up earlier.
I was like, oh my God, is Carlito going to be the WWE champion? There's no way.
Hey, man, they made you believe for a little bit. And those were guys that were on all the time. And there was, when they were showing, the commentators were two people.
Hell yeah.
Oh, Coach and Joey Styles, I think.
Oh, wow. Really? Right? Really? Huh.
And right behind them, there was, I mean, obviously this isn't a whole arena, but right behind him, there was a guy that made a replica. It was a sign of cardboard, but it looked like a belt, the spinner belt.
Oh, that's, yeah.
But it had Carlito's apple in it.
That's sick.
That was a cool sign. And somebody else had the apple on the sign. So, like, people were behind them. And I remember Chris Masters doing the Master Lock Challenge every week. Like, they were guys that were on prominently every week. And they were guys that they were pegging, you could at least, the impression that we got watching. Hello. To be top boys.
For sure. I mean, Carlito feuded with Cena. Carlito won his United States title. Yeah.
Jesus stabbed him.
Fucking Jesus.
Did he beat him on his debut?
Yeah, and he won the U.S. title.
Carlito beat John Cena on his debut.
Much like Santino Marella won the Intercontinental title on his debut match.
And he was also in a match. Was he in an Elimination Chamber or was it just the Royal Rumble? No, he was in the Elimination Chamber that I thought, oh my God, Santino Marella might win.
That's funny. Right? I didn't know that. I don't know. I remember when he,
he came in second in the biggest Royal Rumble ever, the 40-man. Yes. And it was like, holy shit, Santino's going to win. And I was a big Santino guy.
Same me. I wanted
but
him
never
to win.
Under
I
the impression, like, right. I'm like, no way Santino's going to fucking win the Royal Rumble and go to WrestleMania. Like, but it's wrestling, so you know they can get out of it.
It would be like if Colt Cabana won the AEW world title. Be like, there's no way. Yeah. He's a goofball.
But even at that time of the Royal Rumble, and I think it happened in the Elimination Chamber, too, with Santino. That he was like the second last guy. And it was like, both the Royal Rumble and the Elimination Chamber, I had that thought of like, holy shit, they're going to do it. Santino's going to win. And he didn't. But it still made me believe, similar to like what you were saying about Carlito or Chris Masters or whatever.
Hell yeah, hell yeah.
Or Colt Cabana. But, so I finally got over the 600 mark. I feel better. A little weight off my shoulders. What is your match count for 2025, the year of our lives?
My 2025 match count for 2025 is a year of our life is 717.
717.
Yes.
Same way forwards and backwards. Okay.
My 717th match is my match of the week.
It was
Katie Arquette, friend of the show, Katie Arquette versus
good friend, really
Serena
good friend.
Deeb from Ring of Honor in a pure rules match. Deeb unfortunately submitted Katie, who had no choice but to tap out. She had no choice but to tap out. She would have lost her arm and her torso.
I think I saw that.
Which, and this is true, she needs to keep that attached to her. Or she'll die.
I agree. They did put up, I know she posted it, or Ring of Honor posted it, but I saw it when she put it in, reposted it or whatever.
Yeah.
Like a minute, over a minute of the match, so I did watch that.
Yes.
I think it was most of it.
I got an Honor Club account
and
just to watch
it. It was cool. Hey, you might as well, because she's going to be around for a while and she's probably going to be back.
And she's one of our nation's best.
She's best female guest we've had ever, by far.
You know what? Fuck yeah, you're right.
Put it on vinyl. That's my thing. By far.
Everyone's coming.
I don't know. I hit that one on accident. That's what I
meant.
Doesn't
matter. No, you didn't.
Yes, huh?
No, that was awesome. That our friend of the show, Katie Arquette.
Yes.
She'll get her. I think she'll get her next time.
She will. I mean, I know those pure rules, man.
Those pure rules get in your head.
To get in your noggin and then you're done.
Mm-hmm.
Sammy Daddy.
Yeah.
Do you have a room for creme? For cream.
I do. You want the cream. Quick one or the long one?
I didn't know that you had two.
I'm not going to do two.
Give me the shorty. And the longy.
Is that okay?
I want both. Hell yeah!
All right, the first one's like a plug. I'm gonna send you the. Did I send you the pictures that I had this guy make? I posted them on Instagram, in my story.
Okay.
It's Slap Ass Creations.
Okay.
That's the name.
Right on.
Matt Slap Ass is what his thing is. I'm gonna read you. I know you're gonna like this. But so you would think it'd be silly, and it's not. They're awesome.
Okay.
This is his Instagram bio for Slap Ass Creations, Matt Slap.
Matt Slap.
Artist, it says, artist sharing his brain butter for the world to use to spread on their bread once eaten by gypsies, breakdancing to the sound of the blackest metal. So he does his own art, but this is the fourth. Well, we got our third and fourth picture, but we've had four pictures or pieces of art, whatever you want to call it, commissioned from this guy, and we love every one of them.
Oh, I did see that.
Okay.
I did see that, and it was really cool.
So they're sweet, right? He does an amazing, amazing work, and if you're watching on the YouTube, Sean's going to edit in the picture right here. Thanks, Sean.
Yeah, thanks, Sean.
And then Sean's going to edit in the second picture right here. Thanks, Sean.
It's Sean.
And there's two other ones, but I'm not taking pictures of those because they're already hanging up.
Okay, because a picture of your butt. Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's a monster butt. But he takes
your
pictures.
It's your nude butt.
He was very easy to work with, and he's very cool, and he has a very cool style, and I think you should follow him at minimum, if not get some work done by him.
He's one of our nation's best. I probably should say it officially.
I don't know what it is. How do you know what somebody's thing is? Matt Slap Slap Ass Creations. He's on social media, Etsy, other places, probably. Etsy where you can buy stuff from him. Anyway, but yeah, it's cool. So you did get to see it though? Didn't they look sweet?
I did see it and they were very ill. Very cool.
Yeah, I love it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
What's your other Rim Fight
fucking
fam?
Mortal Kombat, man. Have we really, I know we talked, like we've referenced it.
Mm-hmm. We did.
I'm really into it lately. I'm not even playing it, just listening. The video games and the movies, anything.
Okay.
I'm watching the YouTube videos of, like, I never played the most recent one, which is called Mortal Kombat 1, which would be confusing to somebody that doesn't know because it's actually like the 12th one. But I'm watching all the cutscenes put together,
that's
like
good.
A movie, because I'm not going to play it.
I've done that before.
By the time I start,
With the one Correct. From Xbox 360, I think it was just called Mortal Kombat, but it was a remake of the first three.
Where they reboot it? Yeah. Yes. I think that was the ninth one.
That's my favorite one, to be honest with you.
Really? Because this podcast I listen to, I found a Mortal. Oh, that's another idea.
They don't like it.
They hate it. Like legitimately, they're like angry talking about it.
They're sickos, man.
So
I think it's good. I like it.
Hate.
Why do they hate it? What do they hate about it?
Because it messes with the lore. And so like, so this, it's actually a 2-part episode. They're like 3-hour long episodes of, they're doing like a retrospect of Raiden specifically, and they go off on tangents.
That's my favorite character.
But so they were saying how it just doesn't make sense, and the story, it just confuses everything that was so great, and blah blah blah. They take it very serious, which is fine.
So. That's fine. Yeah, yeah.
I'd have to play it again because I thought I liked it.
I would refer to myself as a casual Mortal Kombat fan.
So I feel like I'm somewhere in between because I used to watch the movie a lot, the original movie.
Yeah.
And I have a platinum trophy on PS4 for Mortal Kombat 11.
Wow.
So that's a big deal. And I always really liked them, but I'm not... By the time I get another gaming system and play video games, they'll be on the next one. So I'm just going to watch what happened in one.
Yeah.
So I played the one previous to this a lot. Whatever.
Which was 11.
And also on... 11 was before this one, which is 1.
That's not how I HBO. Do it. I always go 12 after 11, but they did it different.
Usually you do.
That's how I do it.
HBO Max had the Mortal Kombat tournament on. They were doing that live, so I watched that for a little bit.
Have you ever watched a YouTube channel called 616 Entertainment?
Yeah, I subscribe to it.
Did you see his video recently that was about how there's never actually been a tournament in Mortal Kombat?
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm aware of that. I did not watch this specific video, though.
I didn't. When I saw the fucking thumbnail, I was like, get out of my face, 616. You're lying.
No, technically, it's all outside of the tournament. There might be like something like tournament adjacent, but it's usually somebody breaking, usually Shao Kahn or Outworld's breaking the rules, trying to take over Earthrealm or the other realms or Quan Chi or something. But I've played it like my whole life.
I really like it.
I like the movies. There's a new movie coming out. I just watched a trailer for it finally. Next year, officially, did you see that?
Yeah.
You know the one that came out on HBO during COVID? They're making a sequel to that.
I remember his dad really liked it. And I didn't like it at first because I didn't like that the main character was made up.
Some dude?
But then I thought, like, you know what? They introduce new characters all the time in the games. Who gives a shit?
Yeah, I get it. I still was like, no, you could go a different way. But I get what they were going for. But watching this trailer, it looks like Johnny Cage is like the main star of this one. Yeah. And I'm like, well, I'm in for that. And it's played by Carl Urban.
Yeah, who's great.
From The Boys and Lord he's of the in Rings. Thor. Anyway.
Thor?
Lord of the Rings, Thor, The Boys.
Fucking The Boys.
Lord of the Rings.
L-O-T-R.
I don't know what that
Return,
is.
Return of the King.
Spock made a song about those movies. You gotta listen to it after this.
I think I might.
So Mortal Kombat's just really sweet, and I love the characters and the stories, and it's so silly. Mortal Kombat's wrestling. Yeah.
Do you remember Mortal Kombat? No, for sure. Do you remember Mortal Kombat Legacy?
The show?
Yeah, but I feel like at first it was just like a YouTube or like a not YouTube but like a web series.
Didn't they just do it when it first came out?
I think they're on HBO Max though.
No. They all. HBO has a bunch of stuff. They got a couple animated movies.
Those were really. I mean, I liked them. I don't know about you hardcores.
I don't know. I'm not hardcore. I'm right before
That's
that.
That's not true. You're like Tommy Dreamer.
I love it. Tommy Dreamer coming to AIW the day after Thanksgiving. Hell on Earth.
Really.
And so that's my room for great Mortal Kombat and
great one,
other stuff. Well, slap ass creations. Check them out,
creamers. Before I get to mine, we're gonna play friend of the show, Ronnie Two Legs.
Oh, sent best in his friend of the show. I've
room
heard
for cream. Yeah, he's one of the nation's best.
Let's hear it. Here he goes.
Hello, yes, heyo, boys. It is I, Ronald Two Legs.
Love him. I heart this guy.
I'm gonna keep it brief here because my room's for cream here. A lot of slander on old Ronnie Two Legs' name on this show.
I'm gonna stop you right there, Ronnie. I hate the slander. I hate when people say bad things about Ronald Two Legs on the show. I think they're just rude and unprofessional.
Rude. Well, if he thinks the slander's bad, he says he.
Hmm.
If he thinks the slander's bad, he should see the libel in the bathroom wall. That's written. Libel's written lies. What's it called?
What's what called?
When you write the stuff on, like, if, like, what's, like, if you write it, is that libel?
Whatever you're talking about is going right over my head.
Slander is like, if I say Hot Joe.
Okay. I see what you're saying.
Right.
Writing it is libel. Saying it is slander. Is that what you're saying?
A published false statement that is damaging to a person's reputation. A written defamation. So he should see the written defamations on the bathroom wall.
And okay. Also the written, okay.
He should see the written defecations on the bathroom wall, too.
I don't agree, because I think Ronnie Two Legs, he doesn't even need to go into the bathroom, because he doesn't even pee or poop.
He cracks pisses regularly.
Fuck, you're right. But, I mean, the guy's one of, he's my idol.
I don't agree. I don't agree with what is said or written about him.
Not only do I not agree with it, it makes me sick when people say bad things about Ronnie Two
Legs. Good thing it's in the bathroom. So you can just throw up right in the toilet or the sink.
And so much so where, like, I can't even go another second without hearing his beautiful voice back in my ear. So let's go to the rest of the message here.
Oh, okay.
Won't stand for it. So that means I'm coming back. You fucked up and you showed me where the studio was. So now I know where you're at. So next week I'm coming in studio and I'm going to right all of the wrongs that have been done upon my name. Pervert Derek Dillinger, of all people, is calling me a pervert. Okay, we'll get to that when I'm in studio. All right, Sammy Daddy, you better be on your toes too. I'll challenge you to another game. You want to play a game? Maybe it's almost Halloween. Let's play a Halloween game. See you there. Okay, all next week. Best show, Ronald Two Legs back.
All right.
Hello.
Well, I don't know about somebody inviting themselves over personally, but yeah, I will accept that challenge gracefully.
Yeah. I love it. I will be happy. And I think that's just crazy. I wouldn't have you doing that to my buddy again, you know.
I look forward to seeing him and beating him in a game again. He was my first.
Uh-huh.
That's
true.
He'll always, you can't take that away.
No, you can't. No, and you always remember
what's
your
that?
First.
What's your... Yeah, Ronnie Two Legs. Two Legs.
Now we've got a message from friends of the show, the Room for Cream, from friends of the show, Derek Dillinger.
Yeah.
Hello, Creamers. This
what?
Is friends Creamer. Of the show, Derek Dillinger and Katie Arquette. And we are calling in for a Room of Cream. I have a whole bunch of topics we can discuss, but I'm going to get right to the point. Ronald right. Two Legs, I'm sick and tired of you. You're an audio pervert. I know exactly what you're doing. You're hacking in. You're illegal plugs.
Fraud.
You're fraud. That's fraud. You are a fraud, an audio fraud.
Audio fraud.
Audio fraud. Audio pervert. Audio prick. Ronald Two Legs, I hate you because you keep stopping us, at this point, us from saying our big announcement that we have for the Creamers.
Yeah, what
I
is
think
it?
I'm just going to say it right now. Our big announcement is this.
Oh, my God. What the heck? Why is this always happening?
This is bigger than us.
Do you think that Ronald Two Legs really is doing this? Once we get him on the show, we're going to have to grill this guy.
And then I did, and then I didn't.
We're going to grill this guy. You say, I can't tell what
we're
I think
gonna
anymore.
Have to,
I don't know.
I've heard of putting someone's feet to the fire. Guess we're going to have to put two legs to the fire, too. Because I want to get to the bottom of this.
Me too, man. I want to get to the
because
top.
Because if it's not Ronald, I don't think it is. I don't think it's Ronnie Two Legs.
No, I didn't think so
if
either.
If I can
but,
be honest,
I mean,
but
I know he wouldn't do that. He wouldn't do that.
I don't think he would. But would he?
He's all heart. That guy has got two legs and one heart, and that heart beats for wrestling.
His name should be Ronald Too Nice. Or Ronald Too Bad. We'll find out in 2 weeks.
My Room for Cream.
Yeah.
We've talked before about who's the best wrestler turned actor.
Yeah, Batista.
I've changed my mind. It's John Cena now.
What?
The last
because
episode.
Because that silly little show?
The last episode, he just acted his goddamn heart out, dude. It was as if. I'm not going to spoil it for you because you should watch it, especially since you've seen Superman now because there's some Superman stuff that comes into it. But by
I've
God,
heard of that.
John Cena. He did a better job in one scene than Batista's done in his whole career. And I hate to say it because I love Batista. But John Cena, He's the best wrestler turned actor now. Yes.
No, that's... Wow. Officially. Yeah.
I never thought I would change my mind.
Followed by Batista?
Yes, of course. Yes.
Followed by Roddy Piper?
Yeah. All out of bubblegum.
Followed by...
That's it.
I don't know who else there
is. Those are the only good ones.
No! Hacksaw Jim Duggan was in a movie. RJ City?
Okay, we'll put him in there. RJ City.
Shawn Michaels?
Well, that's all the time we've got for tonight, Creamers. We love you.
And we wish you...
The best.
The best.
The best.
The best. The best.
I thought it was a good show.
I think so, too. I think we nailed it. Knocked it out the park.
Yeah, dude. It was sweet as candy, man.
I was very impressed, by the way. I'm sure you want to know. I was very impressed with Wendell Cooley, and I simply can't wait to get my hands on him. You know, I'm like Michelangelo, only in reverse. Michelangelo would take a piece of clay and make a thing of beauty out of it. Wendell Cooley is a thing of beauty, and I'm just going to turn him into clay. I shall enjoy destroying him.